بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي قل لمن في أيديكم من الأسرى يعلم الله في قلوبكم خيرا يؤتكم خيرا مما أخذ منكم ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم.
Verse number 70. O Prophet, say to those idolaters captives who have come into your hands after the battle of Badr, if Allah knows of any good intentions in your hearts, He will give you something better than the ransom that was taken from you. So do not grieve over what was taken from you. Allah will also forgive your sins, because He's forgiving and compassionate to those of His servants who repent to Him. This promise of Allah was fulfilled for Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and for others like him who accepted Islam after being captured.
خيانتك فقد خانوا الله من قبل فأمكن منهم والله عليم حكيم.
Verse number 71. If their goal, O Muhammad, is to betray you by the words they utter, then they have betrayed Allah previously, and Allah gave you victory over them when some of them were killed and others were taken captive. They should therefore wait for something similar to happen if they return to their evil. Allah knows about His creation and what is best for them, and He is wise in His handling of affairs.
الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك بعضهم أولياء بعض. والذين آمنوا ولم يهاجروا ما لكم من ولايتهم من شيء حتى يهاجروا. وإن استنصروكم في الدين فعليكم النصر إلا على قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق والله بما تعملون بصير.
Verse number 72. Those who believed in Allah, accepted His Messenger, practiced His sacred law, emigrated from the land of disbelief to the land of Islam, or to a place in which they can worship Allah safely, and strived in Allah's path by spending their wealth and giving their lives to raise Allah's word, and those who hosted them in their homes and supported them, those immigrants and those locals who supported them are friends of one another in terms of providing support and assistance. As for those who believed in Allah but did not emigrate from the land of disbelief to the land of Islam, you have no obligation, O believers, to support and protect them until they emigrate in Allah's path. If the disbelievers oppress them and they seek your help, then help them against their enemies, unless there is a pact between you and their enemy that is still in place. Allah sees what you do. No action of yours is hidden from him, and he will repay you for them.
والذين كفروا بعضهم أولياء بعض إلا تفعلوه تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير.
Verse number 73. The disbelievers are united in their disbelief, and they therefore become friends of one another. A believer should not become friends with them. If you do not become friends with the believers and oppose the disbelievers, the believers will suffer weakness as a result of a lack of support, and there will be great corruption on earth, as people will be prevented from Allah's path.
والذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم مغفرة ورزق.
Verse number 74. Those who believed in Allah and immigrated in His path, and those who provided shelter and assistance to the immigrants in Allah's path, they are the ones who can be truly described as having faith. They will receive Allah's forgiveness for their sins and a generous reward, paradise.
والذين آمنوا من بعد وهاجروا وجاهدوا معكم فأولئك منكم وأولو الأرحام بعضهم أولى ببعض في كتاب الله
Verse number 75. Those who believed and accepted the faith amongst the earlier emigrants and helpers, who emigrated from the land of disbelief to the land of Islam, and strived in Allah's path so that Allah's word may be the highest, and the word of the disbelievers may be the lowest. They are part of you, O believers. They will have the same rights and obligations as you have. Under Allah's final sacred laws of inheritance, family members are closer to one another than the previous Islamic system of inheritance based on faith and emigration. Allah knows everything. Nothing is hidden from Him. He knows what is best for His servants and legislates what is in their well-being. Beneficial points. 1. The believers must encourage captives to accept faith. 2. The verses contain glad tidings for the believers that they will continue to be assisted against the idolaters as long as they hold on to the material and spiritual means for such assistance. 3. If Muslims are not united against the people of disbelief, their strength will not become apparent and great corruption will arise because of that. 4. Fulfillment of pledges and treaties hold great virtue in the sacred law of Islam, even if this is opposed to the interests of some Muslims. 5. When Muslims cooperate together, they become powerful and can then defeat their enemies.
من الله ورسوله إلى الذين عاهدتم من المشركين.
Repentance. سورة التوبة. Themes of the Surah. It reveals the states of various groups: disassociation of the disbelievers, exposure of the hypocrites, and distinction of the believers. Explanation. Verse number 1. This is a declaration of dissociation from Allah and His Messenger, and an announcement of the termination of the treaties that you, O Muslims, had made with the idolaters.
فَسِيحُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْزِي الْكَافِرِينَ.
Verse number 2. So travel freely, O idolaters, on earth for a period of 4 months, after which there will be no treaty nor an indemnity. Be certain that you will never escape Allah's punishment and retribution if you continue to disbelieve in Him. Also be certain that Allah will humiliate the disbelievers by their being killed or taken captive in the world, and by their entering the fire on the day of rising. This includes those who broke their treaties, as well as those who had opened treaties without any fixed period. As for those with whom you made a treaty for a fixed period, their treaty will be honored until the end of the specified period, even if this is longer than 4 months.
وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ غَيْرُ مُعْجِزِ اللَّهِ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
Verse number 3. A notification from Allah and His Messenger to all people on the day of sacrifice that Allah, may He be glorified, and His Messenger are free of the idolaters. If you, O idolaters, repent from your idolatry, then such repentance will be better for you. If you turn away from repentance, then be certain that you will never get away from Allah, and you will never escape His punishment. O Messenger, give the disbelievers news that will upset them, the painful punishment that awaits them.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْقُصُوكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَمْ يُظَاهِرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَحَدًا فَأَتِمُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ عَهْدَهُمْ إِلَى مُدَّتِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Verse number 4. The idolaters who are excluded from the previous ruling are those with whom you entered into a treaty, and they honored the treaty in full. So there will be a complete fulfillment of the treaty with them until the end of the period. Allah loves those who are mindful of Him by obeying His sacred law, which includes fulfillment of treaties, and by avoiding His prohibitions, which include the prohibition of treachery.
فإذا انسلخ الأشهر الحرم فاقتلوا المشركين حيث وجدتموهم وخذوهم واحصروهم واقعدوا لهم كل مرصد فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فخلوا سبيلهم إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Verse number 5. With the ending of the sacred months, ذو القعدة, ذو الحجة, محرم and رجب, during which you are assured your enemies of safety, kill the idolaters wherever you meet them. Besiege them in their fortresses and lie in wait for them on their paths. If they repent to Allah from their idolatry, establish the prayer and give the zakat from their wealth. They become your brothers in Islam, and you must not fight them any longer. Allah is forgiving and compassionate towards those of His servants who repent to Him.
وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
Verse number 6. If any of the idolaters whose blood and wealth is permissible, comes to you, O Messenger, and requests your protection, then accept their request, so that they can listen to the Qur'an. Then take them to a place where they will be safe. That is because the disbelievers are a people who do not know the realities of this religion. When they come to know of it by listening to the recitation of the Qur'an, they may come onto the right path. Beneficial points. 1. There is a clear indication in the verses that Islam necessitates making external relations with enemies based on peace, security, and mutual understanding. 2. Islam values treaties and requires fulfillment of them. It regards the upholding of treaties to be a result of faith and a necessary element of mindfulness. 3. It is permissible to enter into a truce, treaty, and agreement with non-Muslims in order to realize certain interests if they adhere to the provisions contained therein. 4. Keeping up the prayer and giving charity is an indication of being a Muslim. Doing such actions will protect life and wealth and will grant the person who does them the rights of Muslim in terms of sanctity of their lives and wealth. This will apply unless Islam permits them, as in the case of commission of a capital offense, such as murder of an innocent person or treason. 5. The granting of protection and safety to a war enemy who requests it is permissible. This is so that they may learn about Islam. Such a law shows a high level of leniency and respect when dealing with disbelievers and indicates that peace is a preferred way of acting for Muslims.